Well, I'm delighted to be joined now by Emmett Bradley, ahead of the 2022 AIB Ulster GAA Football Senior Club Championship Final, which takes place this Sunday, December 11th, where Wattie Graham's Glen will face off against Kilcoo at the Athletic Grounds Armagh at 1 p.m. The AIB All-Ireland Club Championships features some of hashtag the toughest players from communities all across Ireland. It is these very communities that the players represent that make the AIB GAA All-Ireland Club Championships unique. Now in its 32nd year supporting the club championships, AIB is extremely proud to once again celebrate the communities that play such a role in sustaining our national games. Emmett, how are you?
Fantastic, Ashin. How are you?
I'm very, very good. There was probably a time where you didn't think you'd realize you'd win a Derry County Championship, let alone be in contention for an AIB Ulster Club Championship. So I imagine of everybody, you are not taking this run and this chance for granted.
Absolutely not. No, look, that's, I guess, my 12th or 13th year playing senior football for Glen. And it's been a long journey to get to the stage we're at now, but look, we're an ambitious group as well. We want to push on, and we want to give it a really good crack on the weekend and see if we can test ourselves against, obviously, ultimately the best team in Ireland currently. So, look, we're really enjoying it. It's a great opportunity for us. We've come a long way in terms of, you know, building through the ranks and moving up from intermediate football 5 or 6 years ago. And obviously, as you said, winning our two county titles in 21 and 22, you know, a lot of people said we would never do that. So, look, we're delighted we did that. We always had the belief and the inner belief that we would be able to do that. And as I said, it's an ambitious group, and we really want to push it on and see where we can get to.
Was this year even more pleasing than last year, if that makes any sense whatsoever? Because last year was your first time doing it. That's special. But to be able to get back to the top of the mountain the second time in a row, which is always very tough for any team, regardless of how many times they've done it before. Two in a row is pretty impressive. Was that even maybe in some ways bigger than the first year? And if so, how? And how did you manage to do it is the other part of that question.
Look, there's a lot of factors that probably played into that. Getting over the line in 2021 was probably a huge step for the club. We reached our first ever county final in 2019. And I think before that, we only ever reached maybe two semi-finals or something. I'm not sure of the exact history, but it was our record in championship football was very, very poor. And we were very keen to change that. And we had a core group of players that were really driven to change that, which was great. But yeah, winning the first one, Malachy set a challenge at the beginning of the year that, you know, to retain that title off the back of being first-time winners was going to be a huge challenge, but it was something that excited the group and something that we really wanted to achieve, and that was the goal that was set out at the beginning of the year. And I suppose maybe throughout the Derry Championship we weren't, you know, setting the world alight, and a lot of people maybe thought that, you know, there was maybe no chance we were going to retain it. There was a lot of teams moving well, but look, we put it together, obviously, on the day of the final against Lanyell, and we were able to get over the line. And yeah, that was really satisfying. And it brought great pride to the community and the club and the people that have worked so hard to get us to this position. But look, as I say, now we find ourselves in a position with a great opportunity to have a crack at Kilcoo and see if we can test ourselves against the best and see where we sit there.
And a few of you had been involved in Derry's season, which was a great season, a first Ulster title, and I actually forget now, was it late 90s? Anyway, either way, a long way to end it.
Yeah.
It seemed to actually help Glen rather than hinder that the players came back and were hungry for more, because sometimes when guys come back from county action, they're drained and they nearly take from the group. You seem to add to it, the guys who came back from playing with Derry.
No, well, something that we've always had, even the lads that have been involved with Derry over the last 10 years, 11 years, and I even know myself personally, I'm really, really proud of the club and really proud of playing for Glen. And I understand what it means to the community and to the people who've put the work in before us. And I would never take that for granted. So now I'm always mad to get back into the Glen setup as well. And I know the other lads as well, Ethan and Connor and like Jack and them boys and boys who were involved with Derry previously. I know they really take pride in the club and playing for the club and representing them. So that was never really an issue. You know, the season was probably a bit longer than Derry are usually used to, but look, it was an exciting time, and it's something you always want to be involved in. And it's a bit easier being involved at that stage of the season than you know, playing in Division 3 and Division 4 and slogging through that. So no, it was maybe a bit easier to come back off the back of that.
And just before we get back to Glenn, if I can ask you one more question on Derry, if that's okay. I know we're here to talk club, but if you could indulge me and talk about county, was it vindication for you for all the effort you'd given over the years, very often for a little reward in a trophy sense anyway, and in a winning match sense, was it vindication for you to win in Ulster this year and to be part of those magnificent scenes in Clonus? And I was there. It was a sight to behold of the celebrations and just that release of joy.
I suppose, yeah, absolutely. That was a special thing about it, to see. Played a number of years whenever there was, less than they announced over the intercom, and there was maybe only 50 people at the match, and they were difficult games to be involved in. But again, you had to represent the team as best you could and everything else. But no, look, to be part of them days was very special. To see the fans and all the kids and the excitement that it brought to all the communities throughout the county was fantastic, and it's great to see Derry back competing again. But look, equally, I'm very blessed and very lucky at the minute to have a club that's really pushing in the right direction as well. So look, it's just a great time to be involved with football personally. And as I say, I'm really excited as to what the next few weeks brings and Sunday brings, and see what we can do there.
What has Malachy O'Rourke brought?
Look, he's been around the block at club level, county level. He's had consistent success with every group he's been involved with. We played the Monaghan lads earlier in the season there, and they couldn't speak highly enough about him, and it was no surprise. And it's just, I think, the impact that he has in a group and the relationships he develops with the players, and just creates a brilliant environment to be involved in. And then on top of that, he brings a real calmness to the thing, and we just know that he knows his football inside out, and he does a mammoth amount of work in terms of preparing ourselves and preparing for the opposition, and it brings us great, I suppose, belief. And as I say, we're delighted to have him on board, and we're excited to see, as I say, where we can go on Sunday.
And when there was numerous inter-county jobs up for grabs in the last couple of months, were you thinking to yourself, keep your hands off, he is ours? And how delighted were you? And I don't know, was there ever a point where he might have gone, or I don't know, was it a consideration of his, but was there ever a point when you were thinking, hey, he's ours, stay away? And then when it didn't happen and he didn't go, you were glad?
Look, that conversation was never explicitly had, but I'd say there was a few right heads about the place whenever all the speculation was going around. As I said, we're delighted to have them on board. And I think, Malachy, like, we're a very committed group. We ask questions to each other, we challenge each other, and we want to improve, and we want to get to that next level, the level of where Kilku have proven themselves, and that's where we want to get to. And I think Malachy sees that as well. He sees an opportunity there to try and, challenge himself to see if he can push this group on and push himself on to achieve more success. Like, we've won our two Derry championships, but we definitely want to see how much potential we have in the group. And I think Ryan and himself are excited about that. And I think that's why they're happy to commit to us.
Okay, well, let's talk about this Sunday's AIB Ulster Senior Club Football Championship Final. It's a replay with Kilku in some senses, because you met last year and it was a close enough game. Can you take anything from that match?
Yeah, obviously you can take bits and pieces, but 12 months is a long time in football. A lot can change personnel-wise, the way you're playing, the form some people are in. And so, yeah, we'll look back at it. We'll see what we can learn. There's no doubt we have to learn a lesson or two from it. They were the better team of the day, and they've been quite impressive off the back of the down campaign this year. They've probably went from strength to strength moving through Ulster, and we know that they're how formidable an outfit that they are. They've reached the last two All Ireland finals, and they've proven, as I say, they can win at that level. And look, we know that. We had two huge tests in Ulster this year so far. We probably haven't done ourselves justice over the course of the 60 minutes, but we showed grit. We showed plenty of determination to finish strong and get over the line against them teams. And that'll stand well to us again moving into this game. But we know we're under no illusions that we really need to improve, and we need to be at our best to have a crack and give ourselves a chance against Kilku.
in these AIB provincial club games, what are the key elements? And are there differences to, we'll say, playing a game like this than there is county games? We'll say, like, during the summer, scores maybe are a bit more free-flowing, whereas in club, just due to the conditions and whatever, it can be harder to get scores. What kind of effect does that have on the game? Does it change what you're thinking about and your mindset during a match? Talk to us about that. Try and give us an insight into being in one of these games.
Absolutely. There's a lot of variables. Even when you talked about probably scores maybe being easier to come by. Not necessarily easier to come by, but you know, you might have a bigger range to, or you know, you might shoot from a wee bit further out, or maybe a more difficult angle on a dry day, but with maybe less wind or less rain. But winter football is a totally different challenge. It's a different animal, and we're well aware of that. It comes down to very fine margins. There's, you know, there's balls skidding about after breaks, and it's just about, quite often it comes down to the team that's, I suppose, maybe hungrier and you know, makes less mistakes, and we'll be, I suppose, really focused on making sure we can get our hold up our end of the bargain in terms of getting that thing right. And as I say, that'll give us a really good chance to be competitive on Sunday.
I can't say I know the area particularly well. I did drive past it once during the summer when I was actually at a Derry City match. They were playing in Europe. Sadly, it didn't go their way. Didn't end too badly, though, this season, winning in an FAI yep. Cup. But fantastic facilities. What's it like?
Yeah, obviously, when you're driving up the big road there on the Glen Sheehan, you can see our facilities from the side of the road. And again, we're very blessed to have the facilities that we have available to us. We have a lot of fantastic people involved in the club, and you know, everybody's sort of rowing in the one direction, and there's no real obstacles there, and the club are, you know, we want for nothing, I suppose. And John J. McKenna, that's recently retired there, I suppose he deserves a shout out there for the condition that he had the grounds in over the last number of years. And you know, we're very lucky that way. But yeah, it's just sort of probably an outskirts of the town. Mahara itself, I'm sure I'll be deck and green yellow this week, and it's great to see, because it's fantastic for the young people and the kids growing up in the community, and then even, I suppose, the older people who struggled through a lot of years of not being involved in any sort of championship campaign. So it's great for the whole community, and it's something that we would like to become more familiar with. So,
And you know what, it's funny you mentioned the older people there. Like, they've been through so much in every possible sense. So is it nearly better for them than it is even for you as players, the joy you're giving them?
Yeah, well, look, we're the lucky ones. We obviously get to play and be involved on days like this, but it's brilliant for people like that. And, you know, there's so many people in the club that have sacrificed so much in years gone by, and probably with little to no reward, and probably got plenty of stick about it along the way. And but they never give up. They, you know, it could have been very easy for them to just, you know, turn their backs on it, but they never did. And obviously they showed great resilience to, I suppose, keep building the club to the position it's in today, and keep building this group of players to the position they're in. And, you know, that took a huge investment to work from a number of coaches down through the years, you know, particularly, you know, Menegenda Gormley and things like that. And, you know, people worked really, really hard to keep pushing the club in the right direction. And they're, supposed, starting to see a bit of fruit of their labour here now. And look, the club are ambitious to continue progressing that in the right direction at all levels.
Emmett Bradley, ahead of the 2022 AIB Ulster GAA Football Senior Club Championship Final taking place this Sunday, where Wattie Graham's Glen take on Kilcoo at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh at 1 o'clock. Thank you very much for joining us. Of course, the AIB All-Ireland Club Championships feature some of hashtag the toughest players from communities all across Ireland. That is these very communities that the players represent that make the AIB GAA All-Ireland Club Championships unique. Emmett, thank you. Best of luck.
Thanks, Ashin. Take care. Bye-bye.